This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
And we do want to talk about this Palm Sunday, okay? How many came with their palms today? All right, are you using them? Amen. I hope during the praise and worship you used them. All right, you raised them to the Lord and you worshiped them, because this is a day for that. All right, not only this whole week, but today is when you think about Palm Sunday, you should think about certain things. And today we're going to read the story about Palm Sunday. And there's going to be some things that should really stand out to you, okay? Every year I try to bring out a different point about that time of the year. Today I'm going to really share with you what really stood out to me in the message, okay? We're going to read from Luke chapter 19. So you can turn there, Luke 19, and we're going to begin at verse 29. And of course, the story is about Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Okay, this was the time of the year that was celebrating the Passover feast. Okay, you're going to see that in some of the scriptures that we read today, that people were coming to Jerusalem as Jesus was, and it was the Passover feast time. All right, and I want you to just pay attention as we read the scriptures today. I'm not going to talk about everything on Palm Sunday. There's too much that happens in the story here about Jesus coming into Jerusalem. But I want to really key in on a couple things that to me stand out. And they should stand out to you today too. Just as what the people did back then, we should be doing today also. Amen. So I believe you'll be blessed today as we read the scriptures. My title, I always give you a title, you know that. My title is, We Would See Jesus. Okay? Let me say that again. We would see Jesus. Amen. Praise God. The people of that day, they wanted to what? See Jesus. Okay? How about you today? Do you want to see Jesus? Amen. Of course, we're not going to see Him physically, not right now. But the Spirit of the Lord is here today. Amen. His presence, the presence of our God, of Jesus, is here. So we can see Him spiritually today in our midst. Praise God. So let's look at the scripture. Amen. We're going to read from 29 to 41. We're going to read a big portion of it and then begin to comment about a few things here today. Praise God. In verse 29, and by the way, this passage of scripture about the entry of Jesus is in all the Gospels, okay? So this week I studied them all. I read them all. There's all four of the Gospels. The same story here about Jesus is there. But each one is a little different, okay? Each writer brings out something maybe that somebody else doesn't bring out. Very interesting when you look at the four Gospels about the story here. But I felt to bring out this one in Luke. So here we go. Verse 29 of Luke 19. It says, and it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man hath sat. Loose him, and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. Verse 32. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. Now I want you to look as we begin to get into the message here. Verse 35 and 36. And they brought him, meaning Jesus, or the colt, And they brought him or the colt to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. Verse 36. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. Now I want to stop here first. So Jesus, he gives instructions to the disciples. He tells them what to do, you know, go get the colt, get the donkey. You know, this is what you do. They will listen to you. Bring them back to me, blah, blah, blah. The disciples do what they were told to do. They follow instructions. And now we see here they bring the colt to Jesus. Amen? And look at what they did. This is the disciples now of that day. It says that they cast their garments upon the colt. All right? So first of all, they cast garments or clothes. It could have been different types of things that they put upon the colt, and then they put Jesus on the colt. Okay? And then it continues. It says, and then as he went along, they spread their clothes in the way. All right? Now this means the disciples, the multitude at that time, they were what? Spreading their clothes in the way. All right? Now, you need to see this here today. Why were they doing this? Okay, what is the purpose? Now, we could talk about the donkey and the colt. I'm not going to get into all that today. But I want you to see here that the disciples, the people of that day, were trying to what? Honor the Lord. Okay? They were acclaiming Jesus as the King. All right? Honoring Him. This was their way of honoring Him, to put their clothes and their garments upon the colt, and also as he would go along the way, they would spread the clothes in the way. They were using human or earthly instruments to honor him. Okay? Now today, we can look at ourselves, and we didn't come in with instruments. Okay? We didn't come in with things that we brought to the church to honor Jesus. In a way we did, and I'll explain in a minute, but we came in a little bit different here today, okay? And we can connect with what they were doing, all right? As they were honoring him in that way upon the colt, and as he rode on the donkey and the colt, today we've come also to honor him, amen? And we've come to honor him, but maybe in a different way, not using the things that they used. But I want you to see here today that this was prophetic, what happened here. Okay? This was prophecy being fulfilled. If you want to turn with me quickly, we're going to look at Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. I want you to see this here today. Zechariah 9, 9. About Jesus on the colt coming into Jerusalem. Look at what it says. In Zechariah 9:9, it says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion." That's an important scripture there. We need to do that today. Rejoice greatly. It says, "Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem." Now look at here. "Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation." Hallelujah. "Lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass." So here today, we see that prophecy was being fulfilled. As Jesus was riding on this colt into Jerusalem, this was prophesied many years ago by the prophets of old. Okay? This was prophetic, was going to happen, and this is what took place. How many know God's Word is true today? Amen? And what's in the Old Testament, we see it occur, we see the prophecy and the fulfillment in the New. And it should bless us today to know that God's Word, the old and the new, work together, and we see the will of God come to fore. Now, I want you to see this here today also in another passage. In John 12, you can go there. It's real close to where you are in Luke. In John 12, we're going to read a couple verses. In John 12, verses 12 and 13. I want to read this to you. It says, "On the next day, much people that were come to the feast." A lot of people, okay? Much people, it says, "that were come to the feast when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem." See, the people heard that Jesus was coming. And because he was coming, much people came. All right? Praise God. And look at what they did. They took branches of palm trees and they went forth to meet him. And they cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. So we see that the people were coming. This was what? Feast time. It was Passover time. And they came not only with clothes that we read and garments that they spread, but they also took what? Branches of palm trees to honor the Lord. Now you see the, you know, Palm Sunday. You see where we get the Palm Sunday from the branches from the palm trees, okay? And they came to worship the Lord. All right? So we see here the people coming and honoring him with physical instruments, okay? Maybe clothes, maybe tree branches, what have you. But today we haven't come that way, okay? Let me ask you, how did you come today? In what way did you come to honor the Lord? Well, how about with our hands today? Amen? We came with our palms today, amen, to honor him. How about we came today not with physical things per se, but our voices. We came to honor him with our voices today. Can somebody agree with me today? Amen? We came with our hearts today to honor the Lord. Amen? We came with our lives today to honor the Lord and to bring him glory and worship him on this Palm Sunday. Okay, so a little bit different today for us, but here's even another way that you came in to honor him. You honored him during the tithes and offerings. You honored him with your finances. Ooh, got real quiet there. Amen. It's true today. Amen. You honor God with your giving. Hallelujah. We did that today. We came and honored him in all these different ways. Okay? As the people of that day, they honored him in the way that they did. The key is that today we came in the same mode as they did, the disciples of that day, the multitude of that day, to honor the Lord, okay? To acclaim him as king. That's what they were doing when they were bringing him in on that colt, on that donkey, and showing an outward way of praising the Lord. Now let's continue here. I want you to see what happens as Jesus rides into Jerusalem here. In verse 37 and 38, praise God, it says, and when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude, now hear me what it's saying here, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice, hallelujah, and praise God, how? With a loud voice, for all the mighty works that they had seen. Who did this? The disciples, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. So when they came, praise God, when the disciples came, and there was many here, it says a multitude here, as Jesus was approaching the city, hallelujah, as he was coming and he was getting closer, it says here the whole multitude. Did you catch that today? Everybody. All right? Not some of them, not 50% of them or 75% of them. It says the whole multitude of the disciples began to do what? Rejoice and praise God. Hallelujah. Rejoice and praise God. And not just praise God, but praise God how? With a loud voice. Amen. When you come to church, it's okay to praise God with a loud voice. How many know that today? Oh, some churches, if you get too loud, the usher will come and take you out. All right? But not here, praise God. We're to come. I mean, what they did back then is what we're to do today. Can you see this, church? When we come, we should what? Come rejoicing. Amen. You don't come to church depressed. You don't come with your face down and frustrated. I know sometimes that happens, but I'm trying to tell you, the people came to what? Rejoice in the Lord. Amen. When we come, today as we came, we should have come rejoicing. It doesn't mean you don't have any problems. I know that, and God knows that. But you come rejoicing today, amen? They came rejoicing in who? In the Lord, okay? Rejoicing. I want you to understand that word. We're going to get into that a little bit more here. But they came rejoicing, and they came praising with a loud voice, amen? A loud voice. You know, when it talks about a loud voice here is because it was a corporate voice. You know, when we come as a church and we have praise and worship time, we come as one big voice. How many know that? And it can get loud, praise God. And it's awesome when we praise God together. God loves praise, amen. How many know God is worthy of our praise today? So when they came together. They walked agreed, hallelujah. They came as one, and they began to rejoice in the Lord. And they began to praise God, and they praised God for a reason here. Why? Because of all the mighty works they had seen. Amen. And today we come to rejoice also and praise God because we have seen some mighty works. Amen. God has worked in you mightily. Can somebody agree with me today? God has done miracles for you. Amen. God has touched your brother and your sister. Amen. So you also can come today on this Palm Sunday and every time we get together and be able to praise God and rejoice in the Lord because of all the mighty things that He has done for us. Praise God. That is important here today. Hallelujah. Miracles, mighty works and miracles of power. Jesus did back then, and He still continues to do today. Amen. I want to go back to John 12 for a moment real quick. Turn with me to John 12 again. These are the two places I'm going to kind of just hop back and forth a little today. But in John 12, verses 17 and 18, it talks about one of those miracles that you'll remember, praise God. So let's read that. Hallelujah. It says in verse 17 of John 12, it says, "And the people therefore that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead, they bear record." Oh, hallelujah. And it says, "For this cause the people also met him, for that they had heard that he had done this miracle." All right, so the people knew of the miracles of Jesus. They remembered the miracle of Lazarus. How this man was dead. Amen. He was in the tomb. He was wrapped in the grave clothes. And God and Jesus brought him to life again. And the people remembered that miracle of what Jesus had done throughout his ministry time. Now in that same chapter, we're going to look at two more verses. In verse 20 and 21 of John 12, look at what it says. It says, "And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast." All right? So there was some Greek individuals who came to do what? Worship at the feast of Passover. Okay? And look at what they say here in verse 21. It says, "And the same came therefore to Philip," hallelujah, "which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying," now here it is, "Sir, we would see Jesus." Amen. They had come to the feast of Passover. Amen. And they came to worship at the feast. And they came primarily to do what? See Jesus. Amen. How many want to see Jesus today? Hallelujah. Even in a greater way in your life. Praise God. See Jesus operating in you. That's why they had come to this feast, as Jesus came into Jerusalem. Hallelujah. So, they came, and they came rejoicing. They came praising. They came worshiping. Amen. And I pray today, that's why we've come today. Hallelujah. With those same purposes, those same reasons. Amen. It should be today that we come rejoicing. Hallelujah. Not come so that we can rejoice by the end of the service, but we should come rejoicing. There's a difference. Amen. If you come rejoicing, boy, by the time you leave, you're really going to be blessed. Amen. But if you come not rejoicing, it might take you a while to get into it. Amen. And it might be over by the time you do. That's not what God wants today. God wants you to come as they came at this time, rejoicing and praising Him and worshiping Him. Hallelujah. Okay? This is what God wants. When we do this as a church, as a corporate body, you know what? This honors God. Amen. How many know today that your praise and your worship honor God? It really does. Amen. And you know what's so neat today? When you bless God like they did, God blesses you. Amen. God honors you back. God will minister to you in your need when you bless Him and worship Him. He'll make you forget about what you need. Amen. He'll make you happy if you weren't happy, but you have to give that effort and say, Lord, I've come to honor You and to bless You and to worship You. The church did this back then. Okay? I want to show you one verse that really shows this in the Scriptures in Luke 24:53. There's one verse I want to read to you. In Luke 24:53, look what it says. And it says, and they were continually... This is the disciples, okay? They were continually in the temple. Now look at what they were doing always. Praising and blessing God. Amen. When the church got together, the early church, it says they continually got together in the temple. And what did they do? They were praising and blessing God. Okay? That's what we're to do when we get together and we come into the house of the Lord. This is our temple. How many know that? All right? This is our house. This is the house of the Lord. It's His house. Amen? And we come to give Him His due today. Praise God. So God wants us to rejoice in the Lord always. And the Scripture tells us again. And again I say rejoice. That's Philippians 4:4. It says rejoice. Okay? That means you're going to continually go back and have joy in your heart. It's not a one-time thing today. Oh, that you have the joy of the Lord and that's it. No, rejoice. Okay? You continue to kindle that joy in your heart every day as a Christian, especially during these times of the year that means so much to us as a born-again believer, as a follower of Christ. This is what God wants. God deserves our praise and our worship. And we honor Him with it. Don't ever think you don't today. Praise God. Let's go back to the Scriptures here. Verse 38. We see here too that as they came rejoicing and praising, they said something in particular. What did they say? They said, blessed be the King. You see here how they're acclaiming Jesus as the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. And I like what they said here. They said, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Okay? I wish they would have said also, peace on earth. Amen? But what they were really saying, peace in heaven, or, you know what, when we leave this place and we get to heaven, you know, all the problems we have now, you know what, they're not going with us. Amen? There will be peace in heaven. All right? They were making a statement here that, you know, heaven is a place of tranquility. It's a place of rest. Amen. Anybody need peace and tranquility in their lives? Amen. That's why we need some heaven on earth. Right? Amen. Lord, let your heaven, a touch of heaven, come down on earth. And they said, glory to Him in the highest. Okay? Blessed be the King. All right? Today, blessed is our King Jesus. Amen. He is our blessed one. He is our King. He is our ruler. Praise God. And we're happy and excited about it today. Let me go on here as I wrap this up with you today. In verse 39, it says, and some of the Pharisees, unfortunately, there's the Pharisees, some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto them, Master, rebuke thy disciples. Isn't it sad today? There always has to be somebody who puts a damper on stuff. Right? Always has to be someone that has to change the mood or try to destroy what's going on. Okay? And that's what you see here today. The Pharisees back then, or how many know they were the religious ones of that day, the religious sect, okay? They came to Jesus and they told Jesus that he should quiet his disciples, okay? That's what they were saying, rebuking or telling them to be quiet and shut up, all right? How many know today that you're going to have opposition in your life too? There's going to be people, sometimes even religious ones, are going to come and say, you know what, Brother Frank, you sing too much for God. You shouldn't sing so much, you know? You're going to have people say that to you. You know, why are you so fanatical about Jesus, Rose? People are going to say that, you know? People are going to, what, oppose you in what you believe and what you do. And they even came to Jesus and said that, okay? They weren't afraid to tell it to Jesus. Amen. So, will they be afraid to tell us today? No way. You're going to have people at work say, why do you always go to church? You know, you don't have to go to church. That's, you know, Sunday's your only day off. You should enjoy yourself. Amen. You know, when on the way here today, I always try to observe things, and I noticed, boy, the restaurants were so packed today. You know, restaurants just packed on Sunday morning with people. You know, people like to go to breakfast on Sunday morning instead of coming to church. You know, opposition. We're going to always face opposition. All right? People are always going to try to tell you to do something different. Okay? Even though you know what you're doing is right, there will be opposition. There was opposition even on this day. Even to Jesus himself, the Pharisees, they came and they said, you know what? You need to make sure your disciples shut up. Okay? We're going to face it today too. People are going to come in your path and they're going to tell you maybe in a little different way that, you know what? You need to chill a little bit. Okay? Maybe you're going a little bit too far with this Jesus. Okay? And that's the time for you to rise up and say, no, you know what? I'm going to do what God has called me to do. Now look at how Jesus responds here. Okay? Because we're going to have to respond sometimes when people oppose us. Okay? We're going to have to be able to respond when people like the Pharisees, they find fault in you. Okay? They're going to find fault and they're going to disagree with you and they're going to come against you. Okay? It's going to be there. But Jesus replies in verse 40, he says, and he answered and he said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, meaning the disciples here, the multitude, the stones would immediately cry out. All right? Well, I don't know about you today, but I don't want a stone taking my place. Amen? I don't want the Lord to have some stones to praise and worship me because I'm not giving God the praise that is due His name. Amen? But that's what Jesus said to them. He says, you know what? If they won't praise me, the rocks and the stones will cry out and praise me. Amen? So, I think the Lord is trying to tell us He wants our praise today. Amen? And nobody should shut you up. Amen? Don't let anybody ever hinder you from praising God. Amen? From worshiping God. Because we're called to do this. Okay? As His people, God wants it. He deserves it. We hallow Him with our praise and worship. We don't need a rock or a stone to take our place. Okay? There's nothing like us worshiping God. And praising God with what? Our palms. Amen. Raising our palms to the Lord. Amen. It's okay to have a palm branch in honor of the Lord. I remember one year, I think when we first came here, my wife, she went and bought some palm branches and we passed them out. Okay? But He wants even these palms more. Okay? He wants your heart today. Amen. He wants you to be able to worship Him and praise Him with your hands because you love Him today. Praise God. That's what's going to cause you to do that today. Now here's the last verse I want to read to you, which is really a verse to get your attention today. Okay? In verse 41, Jesus, it says, and when he was come near, he beheld the city of Jerusalem, and he wept over it. Okay? when Jesus got near and he began to really see the city of Jerusalem, it says here that he wept over it. Okay? That's a pretty strong statement that he made. Meaning, he didn't really like what he saw. Okay? I'm sure he was blessed with the multitude that was there praising him and worshiping him, but there were other things that he was seeing that caused him to weep. All right? Caused him to be sorrowful. Caused him to feel maybe hurt or dismayed about what he was seeing. Okay, when he looked into Jerusalem that day, many years ago. My question is to us today now. As Jesus comes, all right, and as the Spirit of the Lord is here even today, okay, and His presence is here even right now, and His Spirit is here, as He comes, you know, what will He do today? All right? How will He look upon us today? How will He look at Oriel Christian Assembly if He was to walk through those doors today and come and be here? What would He see, I ask you? Amen? How would He feel today, the Lord? And let me even take it a little bit more personal today. Would He weep over Oriel today? Or would He weep over you personally today if He came and saw you and looked at you? Would He react that way to us? Or let me ask you this. Or would He feel honored today? Amen. Or would He feel blessed today if He came to join us? Or would He be pleased today at what He saw in us? Amen. You know what? I can't answer that question for you personally. Amen. I hope and pray that if He would have come physically here today, that God would have felt honored. Amen. He would have felt blessed as we had a time of praise and worship, that He would have saw we really were rejoicing today in Him. You know, we have to be real today. How many know what I'm talking about? We can't be fake. Amen. We can't be counterfeit today. God wants us to be what? Genuine. Amen. God wants you to be who you are. Praise God. Don't come to church and put on an act. All right? And then go and do and be someone else during the week. Okay? So today, this is Palm Sunday. Praise God. And this is a time that we really want to honor the Lord. Okay? We want to praise and worship the Lord. So because of that, because that's what got my attention today in these scriptures. Maybe you saw something different that really stood out. But this was the key here, that the people came rejoicing. The people came praising. The people came, why? Because they wanted to see Jesus. Amen. You come to church because you want to see the Lord move. Amen. You want to see God move in your life. You want to see God move in your brothers and sisters. You want to see God move here at this church and in this community. Amen? So, maybe the first time today when we had praise and worship, maybe you didn't give it your all. Okay? I said maybe. I didn't mention no names today, so don't get mad at me. All right? But I'm going to give you opportunity to sing again. Okay? It's still early, so I already told Rose, I said, I'm probably going to have you come up with the praise team, and we're going to do a couple more songs again. Because this is what? Palm Sunday. Amen. And we want to do what? Honor the Lord. Hallelujah. How? In our praise. Amen. In our worship today. Amen. And be what? Rejoicing. Hallelujah. Maybe you didn't come in rejoicing, but I'm praying today that by the time we leave, you're going to leave rejoicing. Amen. That people will know, you know what? You went to church and you're happy today. Amen. You're more than happy. You have joy today. Amen. You have joy in your heart because this day means something to you. It's not just any day. Praise God. Anybody with me today? Hallelujah. So I'm going to ask Rose to come and I hope she has some songs that will allow us again to praise and worship the Lord as we close the service. And I'll come back up here. And I'll come and pray and lead us in prayer as we close. So it's another opportunity, church, for you to bless the Lord. Okay? It's a great thing today that we have our voices that we can worship. Amen. That we have our tongues and we are healthy enough to come to church and be able to give God thanks. This is a day of thanksgiving for the Lord as we go through this week of passion. Okay? Let's honor Him and let's acclaim Him as our King today. Let's stand. Praise God. Rose.